cabbages are very big.
Very big.
Okay. Well, that's a, see, some people say those cabbage are.
Oh, cabbages.
That,
I
you
say,
would say cabbage.
Oh, with an S.
Yeah,
yeah,
with an S. Okay. If you had beans or peas or something that you had to get the get them out of the pod by hand, you'd say you had to.
Shell.
Okay. Now what the kind? Okay, the kind of beans that you don't have to shell, that you eat the whole thing, you call them
green beans.
Okay. How about
some people call them snap beans?
Yeah. Are there? Is there any difference?
No, not to me.
But you would probably say green beans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The kind of flat beans.
Lima.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call them butter.
Mm-hmm. Now the top part of the turnip that some people eat would be
turnip greens.
And the outside of an ear of corn would be
shuck.
And the kind of corn that you eat on the cob would be
corn on the cob.
And the thing that grows at the top of a corn stalk would be
oh, the tassel.
Yeah. And the stringy stuff that
silk.
And the thing you make a jack-o'-lantern out of
pumpkin.
And the kind, a little vegetable yellow with a crooked neck.
Squash.
Okay. Do you know any names for types of squash?
Acorn squash.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow squash. Summer squash.
How about types of melons?
Oh, watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew, something.
Oh, that's
they call mushmelon. I don't know exactly what that is. Maybe a, what do you call it? Honeydew melon.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'll go. I probably will. It's okay.
And what do you call the thing that comes up in the, well, like out in the yard, after there's been a, maybe after rain, a sort of umbrella-shaped thing?
Mushroom.
And the kind that you can't eat, it's called?
Toadstool.
And if somebody had a sore throat and their throat was swollen up and they had a piece of meat caught in their throat, they'd say, I couldn't get it down because I couldn't
swallow.
And what do people smoke?
Cigarettes, cigars, pipes.
If somebody asks you about doing a certain job, you say, sure, I
can do it.
Mm-hmm. And then if you couldn't, somebody might say, can you? And you say, no, I can't. Have you ever heard anybody, instead of saying, something that had already happened, have you ever heard anybody say it had done happen?
Oh, yeah.
You've heard that around here.
Mm-hmm. Done it and done it.
Yeah. Okay, if you were talking about, somebody was trying to grow some corn and seemed the corn was too short, you might say, it's not as tall as it
should be.
Somebody might say, now, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I bet you
won't do it.
Okay, if you were using the word dare, if you had to use the word dare, then you'd say, I bet you
dare not. Don't dare.
Well, whatever you say. It's probably just something you wouldn't maybe
no.
say. You wouldn't use dare. Okay, you might say now, like if a little kid got a whipping, you might say, well, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have.
Okay, if you didn't want to do something, somebody might say, will you do it? You'd say, no, I
won't.
Okay, the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Bird
mm-hmm.
that can see in the dark? Oh, a bat.
Okay.
No, he can't see in the dark. He has radar.
Okay, another.
An owl?
Yeah. Okay, do you know, or the kind of owl that makes a hooting noise is a
hoot owl.
Okay, and the kind that makes a kind of a screeching noise.
Screech owl.
Kind of bird that drills